Today I'm reading out of Romans chapter 5, and we're going to read through verses 1 through 11 if you want to follow along. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. How many here have gotten to the place where you can glory in tribulations? That is a wondrous place. It is something to be achieved, and I think it's a lifelong pursuit, because there's always something else that's going to come across your path that could offset you a little bit. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Perseverance. That's something that comes only through tribulation. You're going to go through things, and it's going to take you a time to get to persevere through it. But that's what tribulation is for, to give you the perseverance. And then after the perseverance is character. When you've got that established, the perseverance through the tribulations, you're going to have good character built. And after you have that character built, you're going to have hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. For when we were still without strength, in essence, standing in our own strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And that's what you are when you stand in your own strength. You're ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, standing in our own strength, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Praise God. For if when we were enemies, again, standing in our own strength, doing things our own way, our own understanding, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. We've been reconciled to him. We're restored to him. We are his. Praise God.